Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson. And this show this week is on chakras. We're going to be listening and toning different chakras. And most importantly, we're going to get into a state where you can be in touch with all chakras at the same time. Because I think that's the ultimate goal, is to be totally present with all of the energies in your body at the same time. Our intention for tonight's show is to have all of your chakras in balance and to have spirit coming through all of them at once. Okay, got that. You know, there are quite a few different charts for frequencies and pitches of chakras. But before we start, I wanted to just give an explanation for those of you that might be starting here. So chakra is believed to be a center of activity that receives, assimilates, and expresses life force energy. The word chakra literally translates as wheel or disc and refers to a spinning sphere of bioenergetic activity emanating from the major nerve ganglia branching forward from the spinal column. Generally, six of these wheels are described stacked in a column of energy that spans from the base of the spine to the middle of the forehead, and the seventh, which is beyond the physical region. It is the six major chakras that correlate with basic states of consciousness. And there are also, the chakras also correspond to different endocrine glands, which we'll probably talk a bit about later on. The interesting thing is, I'll give a basic overview and then we'll get into a little more detail on some of the different charts and different frequencies and different notes that people use. The most common chakra system out there is, of course, the one that starts on C. And it goes up from C, note by note, whole note by whole note, up to B. So it's basically C, D, E, F, G, A, B for each of the chakras. However, there's an interesting difficulty that I find with this system. And that is that whenever I think of or tune into each of my chakras, I think of them as ranging the full frequency range from the lowest frequency there is to the highest frequency there is in sound. When I'm thinking of my, or tuning into my own base chakra, I think of a really low sound. In fact, I normally think of a sound about an octave lower than what I can actually make with my voice. And then as I go up, it feels really correct for me to go all the way up to the highest chakra, which is like way above or about an octave above where I can actually hit frequency-wise. So it would be like even an octave higher than that. Okay. The reason I like this concept of having chakras be the full range of frequencies, first of all, it intuitively makes sense to me. But second, in the field of sound healing, there is a basic concept that you need all frequencies. That to be a healthy person, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, you need all the frequencies, and each of the frequencies is missing that nutrient, you're going to have a problem. Or, I don't know if I like the word problem. You're going to have an area that needs to be filled. This concept from research comes from Alfred Tomatis, who did the research that showed that you need all your frequencies. He even showed that certain learning disabilities are because certain frequencies are missing in your system. And in fact, he showed how the inner ear actually turns down these frequencies. But it also came from this psychic I worked with. And she said, you know, if you want to clear a room of stuck energy, she said to use 7 octaves. So in my music, I'm often really, depending on what I'm doing, I'm very careful to try to bring in the full frequency range. When I listen to music, if I have music that doesn't have low frequencies in it, I don't feel grounded. It doesn't give me a grounding feeling. Sometimes I don't need that grounding feeling, so, you know, that can be just fine. So, and in fact, a lot of classical music often doesn't have the full range. It doesn't go to very low frequencies. Most classical music, some does, but most classical music doesn't go all the way down to around 20 hertz, which is the lowest we can hear. So sometimes, you know, I love classical music, but sometimes it's not enough, it's not grounding enough for me. Whereas other music may not have the high frequency, so it doesn't really trigger the spirit for me, the crown chakra. It doesn't open up my crown chakra. Maybe this is just my association of mapping it this way, but that's the way I've grown to map it, and it really seems to work with the music I listen to and the music I create and produce and mix. I feel that if you're, you know, trying to connect to spirit, you need some tinkly sounds up there. And if you're going to ground somebody, you really need a nice bass rumble. So this creates a problem with the traditional chakra system of C to B, because it's only 1 octave. And it just somehow doesn't make sense to me at all. There's probably a way it does make sense, and we'll explore it here in the show. It not only doesn't make sense that only 1 octave would be all of our chakras, although I guess, you know, one way you could do it is you could do C at the lower octave, go up an octave, and go to D. Go up another octave, and then go to E, and so forth. That would work, but, you know, I haven't seen many people do it that way, but that would make sense. So that would actually cover it. But there's another problem. And that is, when you play C to B on a keyboard all at once, it doesn't sound good. It sounds disharmonious when you play E, F, G, A, B all at the same time. Like putting your arm down on a keyboard is like, wah. And I think it just makes sense that all of the chakras should sound good together. So even if we went up an octave and moved up to D, went up another octave, moved over to E, still if we played all of those notes at the same time, it doesn't really sound that good. The other issue is, how could the chakras possibly be tuned to the tempered tuning system? The tempered tuning system is a tuning system that was mathematically, I think someone even before Bach, but Bach's the one that really brought it into heavy use. It's a tuning system that basically takes the 12 notes and divides them into 12 equal parts or equal distances between them. And in the harmonic structure of sound, which is what we find in nature, it's not like that. It's based on a mathematical structure, which is mathematical multiples, which is 1 times 2 times 3 times. So if you have 80 hertz, it's 80, 160, 240, 320. We've talked about this many times in other shows. We'll probably talk about it in the future when we talk about the harmonic structure. So everybody, it seems like, not everybody, but most people, just about everybody that works with chakras I've seen on the web, they're mostly using the tempered scale. They're going to the keyboard and playing a tempered scale, which is a construct of the mind. It's not of nature. How could the chakras possibly be a construct of the mind? So at least if we're going to use C to B, it should be in just intonation, which is a tuning system that is based on the natural mathematical structure of the harmonics in nature, or could be the Pythagorean system, which, by the way, just so happens to be the way the Chinese actually do chakras. In the Chinese system, F is the root chakra instead of C, because F is the frequency of the earth, they say. And instead of going up whole note by whole note, the chakras actually go up based on musical fifths. So it would go from C to G and so forth up through the musical fifths. Let me pull up my little keyboard here. We have C and up to a G and so forth on up to a D through the whole circle of fifths. Now, even with this system, though, you only end up with about 5 octaves for the whole chakra system, which could make sense. Intuitively, it still doesn't seem wide enough, because I'm really wanting to feel 7 octaves. But at least 5 octaves is about what most people can actually hit. I mean, I can actually hit 5 octaves, but I can go quite a bit higher than most guys, because I've practiced for quite a long time. So it almost makes sense, and it does make sense, especially in the fact that if you play the fifths, the circle of fifths, then it does sound good if you play them all at once. So it's not bad at all. The Tibetans use A as the root chakra, the note A. See, actually, here we are. Here's C. One note lower than I can go. When I'm really, really relaxed, or when I'm in love, I can hit it. Okay, that's C. Okay, here we have the F for Chinese system. So it's pretty good for the root, especially if it's really connecting to earth. And then we have A for the Tibetan. Let me hit the note. There it is. Oh. That's pretty nice when it goes that low. You know, it's interesting, though, they say that just because most societies and most cultures around the world, like 70% apparently these days, use the C to B system, it's created its own resonance in the etheric field, so that even if that weren't correct, although there's probably some real good basis going back to Hindu times and ancient times, but even if it weren't right, there's so many people who have been toning or using those as the root, that as the root chakra, that it's built up its own resonant field that actually does resonate the root chakra anyway. Now, around here, and many in the sound healing field, believe that we actually all have our own pitch for our root chakra. And the notes then go up from there based on your own root chakra. My root chakra is B. I find that B and songs in the key of B, especially songs that are drone-type songs, really resonate me, my root chakra, and they ground me the most. We've talked about root frequencies, root soul frequencies many times. It's interesting just talking about it. You can feel my energy has gone down into my root. Into my root. Into my root. It's the key that I'm hitting. So, whether it goes up whole note by whole note from there, I don't know for sure. Some people say that within each chakra there are seven other notes. There's a whole nother level that you go into within each chakra. And that within each chakra you can have the energy of the seven chakras within each chakra. It's interesting because when I did a workshop with Tom Kenyon, very powerful sound healer, I felt him transmitting heart chakra energy, just pure love, to every chakra. I felt him go through each chakra and transmit love to each chakra, which is interesting to do that instead of transmitting the energy of the chakra, transmit love to each chakra. You know, quite a few years ago, I was transformed after I did a workshop in Esalen with a couple of people. One, it was on the Kabbalah and also Tibetan healing. And what happened after that workshop is I started toning the frequency, or started listening for the frequency of each chakra in my system before I would get out of bed in the morning. So I would spend often about a half hour before I would get out of bed, and I would listen. First thing I would listen for is to see if that chakra was humming. There's a really good book by Sonia Choquette that I recommend, highly recommend. It's really a fun book as well on chakras, and it's called True Balance. And her basic concept is that your chakras are either not humming, which means there's very little energy there, or they're whacked out. They're just got so much energy going through them at a chaotic pace that they're just like need calming down. And she has various techniques for amping them up or getting them going or calming them down. In fact, one really interesting technique I remember that was really funny. She said, if you're having trouble with your root chakra, she said, go out and buy some really nice underwear. Crack me up. That's a good one. So whenever I'm really not feeling grounded, I have some underwear that's like nicer than others. So I'll wear them now. the ones that are more colorful, you know. So when I do this, when I was doing this meditation in the morning before I get up, what I do is I'll first check and see if that chakra is humming. And, you know, normally when I go into my base chakra, being the creative spirit I am, I have to get it humming again, because often it's not humming. Sometimes it is. Sometimes I could go right to it, was I could hear the frequency. But what I would do is I would do basically a frequency sweep in my head, like, really slowly, until I found the frequency of that chakra. And then I would make that sound in my head. Sometimes I would make it out loud. And that would help get it humming, get it activated, get it spinning. I would also intuitively kind of do a frequency sweep of different colors, kind of scan the rainbow and figure out which color would actually, which color would I need for that chakra at that time. I found for myself that gold really helps my root chakra more than red. Red is the traditional color. I especially found that it's, for me, I mean, this is just me, I guess, but I found if I imagine a gold brick, and I found that the gold brick has to be tilted up at a very specific angle. God knows why. That really grounds me. And I've told this story before, but there's once I was in a hotel in Seattle. It was funny because I was there years ago doing a financial aid workshop for my college, learning how to get how to administer federal financial aid when we were approved by the government for financial aid. So I had an anxiety attack at this workshop, and I ended up going back to the hotel, and I was up for 3 days. I missed the rest of the workshop. And while I was in this anxiety attack, I looked around for different colors to match different chakras. And I found, first of all, I noticed the carpet was this dark blue, and I realized, oh, that's my throat. And I brought it into my throat, and I realized when I did that, my throat was shut down. It was not humming. And it activated it. Back at that time, I didn't know what color, I didn't realize that the heart chakra was green, but so I used pink. I found something pink. Then I found my scarf was purple, and I brought that into my crown chakra. That opened it up. And then I noticed that the rails on the bed were gold. And I focused that color. I looked at the rails and brought that into my root chakra. And the anxiety attack completely went away. It was gone. Completely gone. I remember one time after that, I did a whole chakra meditation just by tuning into the frequency of each chakra and each color. Went from the base of my spine up to the crown. And not only did it completely end the anxiety attack, but I ended up in this space of pure love and light that was just incredible. I went from this place of, to a place of pure Christ consciousness, pure love and light, just completely humming in all chakras. Such an empowering experience, because, you know, so many people have anxiety attacks where they're just gripped with fear and it just takes away their power, and to realize that you don't have to have any fear anymore. So I would go through each chakra and find the frequency of each chakra. And again, when I was doing this, I found that each chakra seemed to go up by about an octave. I don't even remember exactly the notes because I didn't write them down or didn't have a keyboard with me at the time. But I remember they would go from very low to very high, and intuitively, I did the full range of frequencies. So what we're going to do in just a bit is we're actually going to do a meditation where I have some music that I created, and we're going to do each of the chakras, tune into each of the chakras as octaves. So the entire song is in the key of C. So we'll actually go from C to C, from C to C to C to C, octave by octave. And I found that this meditation is the most powerful of any at all, because what's really cool about it is it gets you to the point where you can actually be in all of the chakras at the same time by hearing the full range of 7 octaves at the same time, which is very similar, in fact, maybe exactly the same, as the cosmic Om that many people hear. 7 octaves, a full range of angelic sounds that cover the full sound frequency spectrum. Okay. I would like to end with that meditation, so I'm going to go into some of the other chakra sounds and frequencies that different that other people have come up with before we do this meditation. First, what I wanted to go through is, maybe I'll go through all of them at the same time on each chakra. So first, let's start with the root chakra. Root chakra. First, go just for experiential, tune into your root. Okay. Nice. The root chakra, according to David Hulse from Soma Energetics, he uses the solfeggio frequencies. And the solfeggio frequencies are frequencies that came out of some ancient chanting. A lot more to it than that, but I don't really want to get into the details of it right now. So from the solfeggio frequencies, he says that the root chakra is, for the body, would be 99 hertz. Now, let's see. Let me pull up my tone generator, which actually, on a computer, you can't hear 99 hertz, and I'll go up to 198 hertz here, and then I'll just go down an octave so we get it exactly here. Okay, so here's 198 hertz. Oh. Oh. Let's see what note that is. Sounds like a C, actually. Nope, it's a D. Yeah, it's a D. Interesting. Okay, so he's using D as the root chakra. Oh, I'll use an octave above. Oh, so tone this note with it. Oh, and tune into that root chakra. Oh, now let's add a little bit of other detail to it so we can play around with it. There's quite a few different systems as to the sounds that you actually use for the root chakra. In Sanskrit, they use lam, L-A-M, lam, lam. So you go lam, lam. The the system by that Jonathan Goldman uses. He's using tone that with his in the Hebrew tradition. Let's see, the word for the first energy center is Adama. Adama. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. Maybe it's Adama. No, I think it's Adama. It's almost like Obama. Obama. Adama. It's actually an ascended master, Adama, that is one of the ascended masters in Talos in the underneath Mount Shasta. Adama, which means earth. So, of course, the root chakra is our connection to the earth. That's why in the Chinese system, it actually is the frequency of the earth. I have one other chart actually here that I forgot, and that's by Kay Gardner. And she actually uses the E as the root chakra. But it's not pronounced E. It looks like it's pronounced E. There's one other system from the Tibetans, ancient Tibetans, actually a group of, it's the Bon tradition of India, way before the Tibetans, actually. And they use the root chakra is Zha, D-Z-A, Zha, Zha, oh, Zha, Zha. So, out of all of this, I really believe, since there are so many different systems, who's to say which one is right, I really believe the trick is to simply go inside and play with different sounds. Go through the whole set of vowels. Play with them. Go through them really slowly. And try all different types of sounds. Try all different types of notes. In fact, don't even use a keyboard to find the note. Just go through and find what note feels right for you. If you find a note that really feels right, really resonates your root chakra, there you go. There you go. There you go. Okay? Because, again, I believe, and a lot of people in this field believe, that we all have our own. I believe there are archetypal societal chakra sounds and pitches like the C that are out there that you can tune into. But I think there's another system which is simply your own. And I believe that your root chakra, very strongly, in fact, it's what Alice Bailey says, that your root chakra is your soul frequency. And Alice Bailey says that your soul frequency is a frequency or a pitch, that is carried from lifetime to lifetime. It's actually, she talks about it as being a ray, the seven rays. So you have different rays. But that soul frequency, which mine is B, when you tune into that, not only does that ground you, it takes you into a much deeper level of your entire soul. It's kind of like the carrier frequency for everything you are. Okay. The second chakra. Second chakra, I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through these because we're going to do it in our meditation in just a minute. But I'll give you some of the other words in the different traditions. In Sanskrit, it's Vam, V-A-M, Vam. And in Hebrew, the second energy center is Bu'ma, Bu'ma, B apostrophe O-O-M-A, Bu'ma, Bu'ma. Oh, I like saying that, Bu'ma. It's almost like Obama. You know, it's real. I have to say this. We toned in class last week. We toned Obama's name because we were toning each person's name in class. And it's amazing. Obama's name is such a wonderful sound healing name. Obama. I love it. I just love it. Okay, anyway, second chakra, Bu'ma. A lot of people also use ooh. Actually, this chart here by Kay Gardner, they're using O. And let's see, Jonathan Goldman. Oh, Deepak Chopra, which is Sanskrit, that's Vam. And Jonathan Goldman, he uses ooh, ooh, as in O-O-H, ooh, ooh. Interesting thing about second chakra is it's often, for me at least, it's I need to calm it down because it's where the emotions are. It's also the sexual energy chakra. But, you know, I think it's probably one of the biggest issues for a lot of people in our society because the emotions get stuck in the second chakra. And it's really nice to move them out. The color, of course, is orange, and it's always felt that it was interesting that a lot of the Tibetan lamas wear orange because it helps them move the energy through their emotional chakras. Okay. The third chakra is Ram from Sanskrit. Jonathan Goldman uses O, O. And Kay Gardner uses Aum, Aum, A-O-M. And then in the Hebrew word for it is Gedola, Gedola, G apostrophe D-O-L-A, which means grand or great. Oh, no. Yes, no, that's right. Third chakra, yes, Gedola, right. It's your power chakra, power chakra. It's where we really move through our power. A lot of women really are squashed by men and society. And they're really, it's important to really move that power through when using the sounds of that chakra. Whenever I feel judged or worried in my stomach, I can feel that. It's almost like if I put my hand over it, it really helps. Okay. Fourth chakra is Ah. And it's the sound would be ah or yam in the Sanskrit. The Hebrew is da, da. And this is the heart chakra. Sometimes I like just to go, Although ah seems to connect more to spiritual love. The fifth chakra is I from Jonathan Goldman, which is the throat chakra, or Ham in Sanskrit, H-A-M, or it's actually spelled H-U-M on another page I have, but it's pronounced Ham, H-A-H-M. And then in Hebrew, the word is Hey. Hey, hey, all of them have the H sound in it. And Kay Gardner uses ooh. Then we have I for the sixth chakra, or sham, sham. I like the S sound, so it goes up to a much higher frequency. Sham, or in Hebrew, ve, ve, And then the seventh chakra is E by Jonathan Goldman. Or by Deepak Chopra, from the Sanskrit, uses Om. But I've got another Sanskrit list here that has the sound as silence. That's interesting. Let's all make the sound of silence now for the seventh chakra. I like that one. In Hebrew, it's Ziv. Ziv. I like the Z, another high frequency syllable or consonant. Okay, so now what I want to do, I didn't go through all the solfeggio, I'll just read them off real quickly, because it would have taken too long. 104.25 hertz for the second chakra, 132 hertz for the third chakra, 159.75 for the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, 185.25 for the fifth chakra. Wait a second here. Question. We have six on here. So, yeah, the fifth chakra is 185.25 and 213 for the sixth chakra. I don't have the seventh chakra on this chart, 213. Okay, so we're now going to do a meditation with the Root Soul Frequency song that I've come up with. And the goal of this meditation is to feel all of your chakras at the same time. What's really interesting, as has been shown many times, is when you do a multi-track mind where you tune into multiple frequencies or multiple things at the same time, it's been shown that we go into a state of theta. So that's one of the goals, is us going into a state of theta. But also, when you're in tune with all your chakras and all the frequencies at the same time, you're really in tune with God, which is all frequencies and which is spirit. Okay, so Don, if you want to go ahead and start the recording, fade it in, and we'll talk over it here, and I'll guide you through the chakras. Okay. Cool. Okay. So this song is in the key of C. So if you're on a computer, you aren't going to be able to hear the low frequencies. If you have it hooked up to speakers, you can hear the lowest frequency, which actually goes. It's one octave lower than this. I mean, really rumbling the floor. Tune into your root, your grounding. So just listen to the music, and if you're good at going down octave by octave, just go. Go down to an octave below what you can hear. And bring that into your root chakra. Connection to earth. Connection to your physical body. Connection to gravity. Associated with the adrenal glands. Base of the spine. elimination system. Also connects all the way down to your hips, legs, and feet. Okay. Now, keep that frequency going at the base of your spine and go an octave higher to we'll do this one here. So have a really low one at your base, and your second chakra is an octave higher. You could do at the same time. It's like you have to not oscillate between them, but sit back and be in both of them at the same time, simultaneously. Octave higher to bring that sound, which is in the music. All of these notes are in the music. Listen for that note in the music. And bring that into your third chakra using gold or yellow, but feel that frequency in your solar plexus. Feel it in your stomach, spleen, liver, gallbladder, digestive system, and the pancreas too. It's really your connection with the self and the world. Hebrew, the letters mean to grow, as in to grow plants or to raise or raise children. In this sense, the earth can be understood as a grandmother who raises and nourishes all of her children around the globe. At the same time, root, second, and third. Okay. Now, open your heart chakra and add that frequency. Okay. listen for that note in the music. Open your heart. Connect to divine love. Connect to unconditional love of a mother for her child. Unconditional love of spirit for us. Unconditional love throughout the universe. Universal love, while at the same time feeling your power, your emotional chakra, and grounding. Hear the sounds and the music. Now go up to the fifth chakra. Listen for that sound in the music. Tune into your throat and open your throat. If you've ever had any blockages or fear of saying what you need to say, open it now and let the energy flow through. So we got all five happening at the same time. Open up now the sixth chakra. The third eye. The pure clarity of thought, pure clarity of clarity itself. Go one octave higher, higher than, higher, one octave higher than what we can hear. In tune with the music. And open up the crown. At the same time, still holding the sixth, fifth, fourth, third, second, and first. So now we have all of them humming at the same time. We have this whole chord, seven octaves going. And the music is doing. A little bit above, a little bit below. Connected, because we're all frequencies. We're all connected with spirit. But now let spirit pour into each of the chakras, all seven at the same time. Through through them up and down from the earth below and from spirit above. Then have that energy come out your heart chakra. Still tuned into all of them at the same time though. Now, hold this energy for the rest of the evening, into the rest of the weekend if you can, into the week ahead, weeks ahead, into months ahead, into years ahead, connected to all aspects at the same time, and connected to spirit, and into lifetimes ahead. Thank you. Thanks for sharing this space and this energy. Take care. You can fade out when you need to. They're done. Many blessings and many feelings of love and light.